This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1968. This was also the year of the oldie done anew.
Darling, I promise you this. I'll send you all my love. Every day in a letter. Sealed with a kiss.
Jimmy Webb, a young writer, hit the jackpot with a couple of hits. One of them sung by a former backup man, Glenn Campbell, who made it on his own, and indeed made it in a very big way. Tiny Tim brought back the 20s.
Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Along the same lines, Georgie Fame sang the saga of Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde were pretty looking people. I can tell you people, they were the devil's chip.
Two depression criminals made famous again in a Hollywood-produced movie.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
Bubblegum music, as it was called, was all over the charts.
Oh, chew it, 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 baby. Always got a mouthful of such sweet things to say.
The movie that was later to be acclaimed one of the top motion pictures of the last 10 years had a top 10 song.
Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know.
The most controversial song of 1968, Harper Valley PTA.
I wanna tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1968.